Hi, backstage. I've been just depressingly missing in action lately. Man, it's busy on my street today. You can hear all these motorcycles or something. I don't know what's going on. Lots of engines. Anyway, yeah, I've been missing in action on Reddit lately. Just a combination of lack of free time and especially private time for recording, a lack of time and motivation to write anything to completion, and yeah, the bizarro tastes that persist and aren't going away anytime soon. So yeah, I haven't been around much, but I thought I had a few minutes of quiet time this morning. I thought I would take a crack at this questionnaire because everybody loves a questionnaire. Okay, so question one. Would you spend a full night inside of a haunted house if someone paid you? Sure. Especially if someone paid me. The sad fact is that I don't actually believe in ghosts. I can get carried away, you know, with my vivid imagination, like anybody else, but as far as ghosts go, I've read a couple of articles now that have pretty much convinced me that the idea of ghosts as we have been presenting them, portraying them, and imagining them just doesn't make sense in the world as we know it now. There was one that I read very recently that just kind of reinforced my disbelief. And I'm sorry, I'm such a bummer. I just thought I'd piss all over your parade right away, saying that, you know, I really don't believe in ghosts. But they were saying that, you know, for one thing, and I'm gonna get the science wrong because I don't know the science that well, but look it up and they'll explain it much better than I can. But they were saying that, you know, for energy to exist after death and to maintain, you know, some of that coding or whatever, those patterns that we maintained in life, which is basically, you know, to exist as a ghost of a person who once lived. You would have to have some kind of medium to channel that energy, right? And because the medium is no longer there, because you're dead, the energy would dissipate, you know, into the universe, right? So, and just couldn't maintain itself, right? And if it could, it would be some kind of supernatural force. And I know that's probably going to be the response to all of this, that oh, there are just things that we don't understand, and you know, maybe, right? But they made a pretty compelling argument that the Large Hadron Collider wasn't able to pick up anything that would read like a ghost, you know, as we understand the concept. So if they exist, they we'll have to make up new laws of physics to find them, I guess. So anyway, short answer is yes, I would stay in a haunted house if I had to keep reminding myself of that, you know, those arguments. Then, you know, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, especially if somebody paid me, I'd totally stay the night in a haunted house. Question two: have you ever seen a fresh corpse? No. Not a human one, and I would prefer to keep it that way for as long as possible. I've seen like fresh roadkill, you know, birds who've smacked into windows and stuff like that, but no fresh human corpses. Question three: does the sight of blood make you squeamish? I would have said no for years. For years, I thought I was like this total badass, and no, blood doesn't bother me. Because I used to get nosebleeds when I was a kid, and yeah, you know, it's just like a matter of course, right? And for women, you know, like blood is just a thing. However, I did something really dumb a few years back. I guess it's a lot of years back now because I've been married for a while. When I was dating my husband, I was getting up in the mornings to go running before he woke up, and had these new earbuds in one of those ridiculously secure plastic packages that they put all the electronics in so that you can't shoplift them. So I was trying to get into this package, at like 6 in the morning, and took my husband's Swiss Army knife to cut open this package, right? So I got the package open, whatever, went to close the knife, and accidentally pushed my thumb into the sharp end of the blade instead of the dull side that you're supposed to push on. So sliced my thumb right open. And at first, was very calm about the whole thing. It was just like, oh, I've cut myself. I must get a towel before I bleed all over the apartment, and was probably in shock a bit. Anyway, yeah, looking at this blood within like 5 seconds, I just completely fainted. It was very lucky that I didn't hurt myself and woke up right away, but yeah, completely passed out. So I guess the sight of blood under certain circumstances does make me squeamish. Question four, what is the scariest Halloween costume you've ever worn? I don't go for like, really terrifying because Halloween is such a it's a kid's holiday, right? Especially the younger kids. I think it's meant for them the most. They get the most out of it. So I've never wanted to, just terrify young children. And I've never been into like really gory costumes or anything like that. I think the goriest one that I've ever done was the headless Marie Antoinette costume, and even that wasn't, it was just kind of the general idea of a decapitated corpse. The scariest, I can remember my parents got me a rubber mask one time when I was a kid, and I think that was pretty scary. It was like this. It kind of, I think what comes to mind is there are the zombies from the Thriller video, so I think it was kind of something to that effect. But I don't go for scary usually. I don't go for sexy either. I go for just fun costumes. What are you superstitious about? Not much, honestly. I mean, I don't like to break a mirror, but and the first thing that comes to mind is, oh God, 7 years of bad luck. But I don't really believe that. It's mostly just a bummer to break a mirror, and a mess. I do knock on wood, which is dumb, but it's something I got into the habit of doing, and I still do it. So I guess I'm kind of superstitious about that. If I'm talking about how things are going really well and don't want to tempt fate, then you knock on wood to scare the spirits away or something. Question six, would you rather get bitten by a vampire, a werewolf, or a zombie? I would have said vampire for years. For years, I was so into vampires, but I'm just not anymore. I'm sorry. So I think I'd rather get bitten by a werewolf. Could be kind of hot. Question seven, are you convinced that ghosts exist? I'm not. At all, unfortunately. And it is unfortunate. I wish I could believe, I wish I could believe in Santa Claus too, but I can't. There are people who have passed away, and I would really love to connect with them again in any capacity. But it's not happened. I've never seen it with my own eyes. and I just think, we're too educated now, and we know too much about the world to continue with that idea. But it's a good story, right? I mean, it makes for some good stories, and I think that's fun. Question eight, do you look forward to Friday the 13th or dread it? Neither really, because I'm not terribly superstitious. I think I slightly dread it only because other people can be superstitious, and sometimes that makes them a little jumpy or a little, panicky and stuff. Sometimes traffic is a little bit crazier on Friday the 13th, so that's my only thoughts about that. Question 9, what is your favorite part of Halloween? I love the costumes. I love the costumes, and I love how much the kids get out of it. It was such an exciting night when I was a kid. Just the dressing up, getting to be something that you're not, getting to, we would work on our costumes, going to school that way and all the excitement and stuff, and then getting to go out after dark, on a school night, right? And tromp around the neighborhood, and nobody is who they usually are, and then the candy, right? I mean, the candy was awesome, but yeah, the costumes were, that's my favorite part, still my favorite part. Question 10, what house would you like to be in at Hogwarts? Gonna out myself now as not much of a Harry Potter fan. I'm sorry. I loved the books, the ones that I read, and I loved the movies. The movies were amazing. But it's been a while since I watched one. I don't think I'm up to date on all of them. And I know that's yeah, tragedy, and I will maybe this year, maybe for Halloween, I'll sit down and binge watch the rest of them. So I don't have an informed answer on this. I think probably like Hufflepuff are the nice ones, right? But I'm kind of twisted too, so maybe, people would assume that I would be in Hufflepuff and I'm really Slytherin or something. I don't know. I can't give you an informed answer on that. Question 11, do you like to trick or treat or do you prefer to pass out the candy? I like to trick or treat, man. That's the best part. Passing out candy is fun too. I've done that for the past 5 or 6 years, and it's fun. It's nice to see the kids. At least you get to see the kids, right? But unless you run out of candy. We did that 1 year. We had moved to a new neighborhood and didn't know. And before that, we had lived in an apartment, so nobody came to the door. We were in a new neighborhood with a door front, and so bought all this candy. And my husband took my son out trick-or-treating, so I was there at the door, and no one was coming, no one, like, and we had all this candy, so I was giving it out by the handfuls because I thought, oh God, we're gonna be stuck with all this chocolate and stuff, and I don't want this sitting around, I'll just eat it. So, giving this stuff out, handfuls at a time, just trying to get rid of it. And then by like 8 o'clock, all of a sudden, all these kids came, like hundreds of them, just, maybe not hundreds, but a lot more kids. And, I was running out, right? By this time, my husband and my son had come back, and I said, we're gonna run out of candy. You need to go to the store and maybe get some more because it's still fairly early, right? So he went to the store, and the only thing they had left were these, they're called Warhammers or something like that, or Warheads or something. Warheads, I think. Anyway, they're these hard, really sour candies. Like, they hurt when you put them in your mouth. And this was all they had left, so he bought a couple of boxes of those so that we could give them out. And by this time, I'm giving them out like one at a time. And I felt so bad because this man came to the door with a little girl who was like maybe 2, and all I had were these terrible candies. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Anyway, so yeah, that was, kind of exciting. But yeah, definitely trick-or-treating is more fun. And I think I'm gonna get to go this year, and I'm excited. I'm gonna dress up and everything. I'm stoked. Question 12. Do you prefer gore or thrillers? I prefer thrillers. Good suspenseful, edge of your seat kind of plot. Gore doesn't do anything for me. Yeah, I can't watch it, especially, it's not even the gore, it's certain suggestions of things just, ick me right out. I can't even sit through it. So, 13, do you get scared easily? Yes. I have a terrible imagination, especially since I became a mom. But I'm not afraid of like ghosts or goblins or witches or, any of that. I'm more afraid of other people and other people doing stupid things, other people doing horrible things, and freak accidents and freak illnesses and stuff. I'm scared of all the real life stuff. And it's not fun. Question 14. If you could only wear one Halloween costume for the rest of your life, what would you be? Well, okay, but I have so many questions. Like, would everybody else get stuck with their Halloween costume, or would it be just me? Would people understand that I was stuck in this situation, or would I have to explain it to them? Would it be commonplace? Would it be just a thing, like a trend or something, or would it be, like, because all of these things would affect my answer, right? Like, if it was some kind of, curse or whatever, and I was stuck wearing this costume and nobody else was, I would hope that I was wearing something that, could pass for respectable, at work and parent-teacher meetings and, the post office and stuff. Because otherwise it would be really awkward to try to explain, why I'm dressed up like a, like the Little Mermaid or something. So I guess I would hope that it was, oh, something like a businesswoman or, maybe a cute little 50s housewife costume. That would be fun. I could rock that. Or like Hillary Clinton or something, pantsuit. I could wear that in a number of different situations and be fine. But if it was, if it was just a normal thing and people didn't bat an eye, or if I just didn't care, which, would be ideal, I suppose. I don't know. The costume I've always wanted to try and have never made, was the receptionist in the office of the afterlife or whatever it was, in Beetlejuice. She was like a former beauty queen who had slit her wrists, and she had like green skin and red hair and this fancy sparkly dress with her, like Miss Alabama or whatever, the sash still on and stuff. And I always wanted to try that costume. So if I didn't care, that'd be really fun. Question 15: if you could have a spooky Halloween pet, black cat, owl, bat, rat, wolf, what would you pick? I really want to say rat because I actually had a rat as a pet when I was in university, and they make great pets. Like, if you can just get over the tail, like get over yourself, they have this tail. They're so smart and they're so social and just wonderful little pets. Like he was my buddy. however, since then we have gone through a number of rodents as pets. We've had chinchillas, we've had hamsters, we've had degus, and now we have a guinea pig. And I can safely say that I will not have another rodent as a pet. They're fine and everything. They're pretty low maintenance, except that they're not. Like their cages need cleaning almost constantly. And this is gonna sound so harsh, but the payoff for the amount of care that they need is not fantastic, because our guinea pig in particular is very skittish. She does not like to snuggle. We call her he because my son wants to believe it's a boy, but it's really a she, so I should get in the habit of saying he. But anyway, So yeah, like I go through all this trouble of cleaning her cage, his cage, and then want to pick it up and snuggle it, and it's not having it. Like it will pee on me, and that's not what I'm up for. So my next pet will definitely be something snuggly, I think. Like I think an owl would be cool. A bat would be cool too, but a bat is kind of rodent, I think. And an owl, again, it's just kind of the same thing. Like, I can see me cleaning up a lot of poop and not getting snuggles in exchange, and that's not a good deal. So my husband is allergic to cats. I would have a cat, I think. I miss cats, but my husband's very allergic, so we have to go with wolf, which would work out well, We really want a dog, but can't get a dog right now. Question 16, favorite horror or Halloween themed song? I like all the songs. I know I can sing all the songs. I won't. From Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's like gotta be one of my favorite Halloween movies. And so I think my favorite song from that movie is let me think. I mean, I like Damn It, Janet. I think it's cute. But I think my favorite song from that one is Tim Curry doing Sweet Transvestite, which isn't very Halloween-y. I'm not going to go out and sing that up and down the neighborhood while I'm trick-or-treating. But I think it's probably my favorite. Question 17, favorite horror monster or villain? I always had a crush on, for the longest time, I had a crush on David from The Lost Boys. Loved that movie. Or like JD from Heathers. But I don't think that's not a Halloween movie. It's kind of scary, but it's not a Halloween movie. And I really like Ginger from Ginger Snaps. She's really cool. So, yeah. Question 17. Nope, did that one. Question 18. Which urban legend scares you the most? I think the one where you wake up in a bathtub full of ice and like your kidneys are missing and like the phone is taped to your hand and you have to call 911 right away or you're gonna die. Because somebody like spiked your drink and then took your kidneys to sell on the black market. I know it's really implausible, but I can just remember reading about it or hearing about it when I was a teenager, and it made quite the impression. So, I think that's my favorite. Question 19, autumn bonfire, classy mystery dinner, or a fun costume dance party? I mean, I love bonfires this time of year. Love it, but I think if I had to choose right now, I would say fun costume dance party because it's fun and there are costumes. You don't have to dance if you don't want to. Question 20, what scares you the most? Okay, well, this is just my answer to this is going to be a real downer. Cancer scares me the most because it's everywhere and it doesn't seem like we can do anything much about it, and it's horrible. So that's, yeah, yay, good answer. Trying to think of something more fun. What scares me the most? No, earwigs scare me, and it's totally irrational because I'm like way bigger than them, and they can't even, I've never seen one actually hurt somebody, and I don't believe that they like crawl into your ears and eat your brains or anything, but just the look of them really scares me. It just grosses me right out. So there you go. That's my more fun answer there. All right. Good questionnaire. Thanks very much. Lots of fun. Happy Halloween, everybody, if I'm not talking to you before then. And stay safe. See ya.